finding the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
All right, folks, we're back. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this Friday, the 20th of April, 2007. Let me finish up here with George in Florida, and I'll take George in Illinois, take the break, bring up Frosty Woolridge. George, go ahead.
Yes, I went to a GOP event where they had an aide from Rudolph Giuliani asking questions. And I asked the questions, is gun control Texas friendly? And he said Rudolph Giuliani's gun control plan, Texans will be enthusiastic about it. And if it's just like New York, I don't think so.
The only thing I'd want to ask Mr. Giuliani, what his dress size is. You know, New York, you folks up in New York, I love you guys. We got a lot of listeners up there, but I got to tell you something. You want mass insanity. Try cramming, 10, 11 million people in a small area up there? It's pretty crazy. So if that's the case, what kind of people do you need as your leaders up there? They're crazier than some of the citizenry. Giuliani, I'll tell you what, this guy, he's collecting a lot of money right now trying to run for president, but this guy ain't going to make it. He just ain't going to make it because the real America out there is not being represented in our mainstream media. Hey, thanks for your call, George. George in Illinois, we only have a couple of minutes here. Go ahead, George.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, this is Ms. Smith Charles.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Two things, and I promise. If you let me get this across to these people, I'll never call in again. God answer my prayer. Number one is we treat these politicians like they're people. They are criminals and they are treason. And you cannot use a broken system to fix a broken system. That's number one. And any man that don't have a gun, in prison we call them deer. They're looking for a man.
Mm-hmm.
They had a guy up here, like, so help me go, John. They went into his house, they raped his two daughters, his wife, and then he said, please don't rape my wife. He said, you're next. So help me, Jesus. It was on O'Neill. And all the little ladies, I know 100,000 guys, but the little ladies don't want a gun. They might get them a man himself in front of their wife, and they deserve everything they get because he's a coward to own a gun. That don't mean I got to be a coward to own a gun. If he's not man enough to protect his wife, maybe a man should make love to him because he's a little coward. He's scared of guns, and I know 100,000 people agree with me in prison that rotate out there. And if I ever come to a man that assault me and didn't have a gun, and I had one, I would make him a lady right there. And I don't care if people like it or not. I'm so sick of these little cowards don't want a gun because they're looking for a man, John. They're looking for a man.
I understand.
You
Charles,
understand?
Charles, thank you. I appreciate your call. What do you say after that? I've got Frosty Woolridge coming up here in about a minute, actually a couple minutes. We got to take a break. And again, by the way, folks, the Truckers Truck Out Rally. We are Mike Herzog is going to go with us Saturday. We're going to go down to our little truck stop here, about mile marker 200 and something here on IH-35. The reason why it's mile marker 200. That's right. We're only a couple hundred miles from the Mexico-Texas border that the 17,000 Mexican trucks are going to be rolling up through Texas. That's right. But there is an event going on the 23rd, 24th, and 25th, and this thing has gotten legs, a lot of legs. We've been getting calls from people all over the country. One guy called in the network, I think it was yesterday, and he was highly upset. He says, I and about 100 trucker buddies, we weren't invited to this. Well, they're on board now, along with their other trucker buddies. Speaking about truckers, I don't know if you knew this or not, Frosty Woolridge, well, aside from being a talk show host and guides bicycle around the planet, accomplished guy, good writer, he's also a trucker. We'll take the break. We'll be right back with Frosty Woolridge.
I've found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back, folks. Truckers rally, border states, circle the wagons, blockade against anarchy. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. That's the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. That is the heading on Frosty Wooldridge's latest story. Good afternoon, Mr. Wooldridge. How are you?
Sir, thank you very much for having me on board.
Well, thank you for hopping on board here with Wanda Piety and giving this thing legs. You have been on how many radio programs?
I've been on 15 just in the last less than 10 days now. My ears are getting worn out.
Well, and this is only, we've only been rolling with this for about 25 days.
Yeah, at the most 25 days. The website hasn't been up but just about 2 weeks. Six, in fact, it was up to six. So it's like 2 weeks exactly right now. The website's been up.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I'm Frosty. I'll admit, at first I was I'm being the cynic that I am, the conspiracy theorist that I am.
You and Mark Twain.
Me and Mark Twain. That's right. Looking at this, I thought, you know, this is a good thing, but I don't know if this is the right thing at the right time. And evidently, I was all wet because this thing is getting massive legs.
Yeah, it's getting coverage all over the country. Big trucker firms know about it. Certainly the big trucking station, Steve Summers, they're at 700WLW.com. Dave Nemo, Patrick, Bill Patrick, I believe, or no, Mac, Billy Mac, quite a few. And we've, in fact, Wanda has been on as many radio shows as I've been on. She's been on John and Ken, I think, this evening in Los Angeles there. I was just on the Raleigh James show, Chuck Baker show, Zeb Bell show. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I can't keep up with it. And so the American people are... Oh, and the website, John, has been hit over 100,000 times in the last 14 days.
Well, I talked to Wanda yesterday, and she told me, she said, it's been hit so many times it actually crashed the servers.
That's correct.
And I've been telling people, you know, this might happen again. So we have on republicbroadcasting.org at the top of the homepage for the network, we have that the truck out, and you just click on that. And it'll take you to the two flyers that have been made for downloading out there so people can copy them and spread the word. Yeah, I talked to WLW, and I wasn't aware that Steve Summers took over for his dad, the truck and bozo that went over to XM. And I guess he's held the rapt attention of the truckers across the nation because he does an overnight show that goes out 38 states.
That's right, and I was on that show for 2 hours last week, and we really covered a lot of... information. We covered a lot of what's going to be happening to the truck drivers, and we really covered the ramifications of this pilot program. And I really threw a bunch of really sobering aspects into the air that folks just don't realize is going to fit them. And I point blank on the show said that there are some tombstones of American citizens who are already dead, just don't know it, that are going to be involved in accidents by these Mexican truck drivers who we have no idea how little they're qualified, which we know they aren't very well qualified because there aren't truck driving schools in Mexico. They're simply, hey, Juan, you, Jose, you just open the one tells Jose to jump in the front seat, and this is how it works. And that's how they go on the road. And so anyway, I gave a lot of the information there because I personally was a head trainer and safety officer for United Van Lines and a 24-year veteran of over-the-road driving. I have to put an asterisk that 21 summers plus 3 years solid that I worked for United Van Lines. I was the number one driver for Corrigan in those years, summer, and I became one of the top drivers for Johnson Storage and Moving in Denver, Colorado, which is the fourth largest agent in the United States for United. And I can tell you this, when my teaching background and then turned it into a training background, in the truck driving business, there's one thing: that either you pass my test or you don't drive. You either pass my class or you don't pass up to the next grade. And one of the things that I understand very powerfully, if you will, is that America is at risk with all of these thousands of unqualified drivers coming across our borders. And let me just quote from you a point that was made by Jim Hoffa. He said, and I quote, "The pilot program is a big push by American and Mexican big business to use cheap labor. According to Fleet Owner Magazine, the Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association contends that competition from Mexican drivers will eventually overwhelm U.S. fleets because Mexican drivers are paid 25 to 50% less than the domestic American drivers." And he actually, there, and this is in the New American, and Charles Bowden talked to drivers who worked for Mexican firms, and they go sometimes 48 hours without a break. And the pay is for a workload that can be handled only with the assistance of narcotics, and I'm quoting here. "The Mexican drivers," Bowden talked to, "insisted that they can only stay awake on their long and frequent journeys across Mexico by using what they euphemistically term magic dust. According to Bowden, the truckers are all family men and who run the highways at least 25 days a month, and they are adamant about two things, that nobody can run these long hauls without cocaine and crystal meth and now and then some marijuana to level out the rush,"
well,
unquote.
Yeah, well, Frosty, I mean, if you work for a van line company and you're removing furniture, you couldn't very well do anything with the furniture to keep you awake. Doesn't it make you feel better that the guy can use his own load that might be hauling down there to stay awake?
Exactly.
By the way, we share something in common. I had a very brief and short trucking career. I gave up trucking because I was working for a company. They'd put me in a tanker hauling sulfuric acid. They'd only give me a half a load, and they give me the old international trucks with half the gears missing. So you know what that was like riding down the road.
Yes, I know what that was like.
And then I could never have pants because all my pants were off at the knees. Because when I dropped the sulfuric load, unfortunately, I'd get splashed and I'd have no pant legs anymore. But needless to say, you know, I know what it's like, and it's an awesome responsibility driving a rig that's tens of thousands of pounds heavy. And you need good, sane, wide awake people out there, not through methadrine or dexedrine or cocaine or anything else, but you need drivers out there on the road that are responsible, and safety is a big issue.
Well, and let me really bring this home. You have to be, as an American truck driver, 100% perfect 100% of the time. And that's why we have such stringent standards of and qualifications for drivers in this country. You have to go through it's about a six to eight week course of classroom. You've got to know the DOT, Department of Transportation, rules and regs. You've got to know that rig, and you've got to know you have to pass a parking lot test. You have to then go on to the road for weeks as a student. For many drivers across America, seen, and it says American Truck Driving School student driver. And this is serious business. Most people think, well, you jump into the old rig and you roll down the road. I'm afraid that that's not what you do. You really have to be a person who's conscientious. You have to realize you have 40, 60, 80,000 pounds of tractor trailer, 65 feet long. You've got to worry about four-wheelers and two-wheelers who may not appreciate what it takes to be on the road, the responsibilities. You have to, each morning, do a 25 to 30-minute safety check of your rig to make sure that the couplings are working, that the fifth wheel is on, that the brakes and the springs and the air connections and the hoses are, the fuel levels are up and the brake level fluid up. You have to go through all this safety check, and you have to mark it down. In Mexico, they have no such safety standards. And if you think these Mexican drivers are all of a sudden going to come into America and become the most wonderful, highly articulate drivers, and also you have to fill logs up. You can't go more than 10 hours a day. And as you just heard from that piece I just quoted you, these dudes are taking 20 hours, 40 hours. I mean, it's almost unbelievable. And as I said, there are some tombstones waiting for American citizens because they don't know it, but they're going to get killed by these Mexican truck drivers. And John, just last week in Monterey, one drunk Mexican 18-wheeler mowed down 9 people and killed them. Monterey, Mexico. So that is a harbinger of things to come. And again, as I said, after all the years that I was on the road, all summers, as a number one driver, as a top United bed bug hauler, I've also driven for Consolidated Freight and for single source live floors as of just 5 years ago.
Yeah, and I did not know this, Frosty. You know, you were a teacher. Your teacher's salary was only about $5,000 a year.
That's correct.
So you were forced to do the summer deal, and that's how you ended up doing trucking for 21 summers consecutively.
That's correct. That's exactly correct. They did so little back in the 70s. The teachers, you were actually below the poverty level to teach. The only way I could maintain any kind of a decent standard of living, go into the summers, work 100 hours a week, and hump furniture, and, you know, this is, hump furniture means loading it. Loading and unloading furniture, it's a very delicate and yet brutal kind of business. You've got to be strong. You've got to be finesse. You've got to know how to load that furniture, pad everything, because you're carrying people's personal belongings, and it's a personal thing. You also have to know that people are very delicate during a move, because I think it's moving and divorce and the death of a loved one are the three most traumatic things that people do. And so moving's right up there with anything else. And I used to handle all sorts of situations, broken hearts, leaving their friends, leaving the state, and so forth. So that's part of what the bed buggling and United Van Line is all about, and, of course, all the big movers out there. And so I learned a lot.
All right. We'll take a break here. We'll come back on the other side. Frosty Wooldridge, ladies and gentlemen, he's also on this network. We'll tell you how you can tune in to him every week on Rebroadcasting Network. We'll be right back. How are you preparing it for the events in the future? In the near future, we know it will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help freedom from systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma stoves. They have large, airtight fireboxes that give you an all-burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves, Daber washers,
in 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. First 10 people who purchase Stove will send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web. So visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamp gently purifies indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what this is. The Constitution was about.
All right, we're back. Frosty Woolridge is with us, and folks, you can hear him on Republic Broadcasting Network at 7 p.m., and that's Central Time, and the shortwave frequency is 5.050. And he's on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Frosty, is there ever going to come a day where I'm going to get you more than 2 days a week?
Yeah, I would love to, John, if I can slow my life down. I have to make reservations to have dinner with my wife because she very rarely gets to see me. I'll be taking off Sunday, and I was just in Washington, D.C. 2 weekends ago making a speech there. My summer is already booked up like crazy, but if I do find time, would love to, because connecting the dots is creating quite a bit of email to me, and a lot of the listeners out there across the Republic Broadcasting Network are really appreciative that somebody is bringing up the crisis we face as far as adding 100 million people to the United States of America in just 33 years by 2040. And the ramifications and the experts that I have coming on board are really just brilliant thinkers and writers and economists. So I'm quite thrilled with the response, and I want to thank each and every one of you. That program, Connecting the Dots, is really to help you not only understand what we face as a nation and as a civilization, but also what you can do to change course, kind of like the captain of the Titanic should have.
Well, and if he just would have hit the thing head on, he wouldn't have sunk if he was going to get in an accident at all.
Right. Exactly.
Now, by the way, I wanted to tell you, I wanted to make mention to the listeners out there, Mary in Arkansas, Mary Ann has contacted, and I told you about this earlier, MidnightTrucking.com.
Correct.
She reported into us, listeners can go to MidnightTrucking.com to plug into updates for the slow roll starting on the 23rd. Okay, so we've got these people, and they have got, I think, 15 or 18 stations that are on board with Midnight Trucking Radio Network, and it's also on Sirius Satellite Radio Channel 147. So this is going to get great coverage. And I see one station that's on the list here, WJR 760 AM 50,000 water up there near the Great Lakes in Detroit, Michigan. And that's a 50,000 water. You can hear WJR all over the country. So this thing is getting good exposure and good legs. Now, Frosty, one thing I want to mention here, that this isn't just about an issue here of trucking safety. You know, years ago, Frosty, I know you remember this, that the truckers out there used to be considered to be the knights of the road. It wasn't a big deal to be driving down an expressway or a highway and see a trucker pulled over assisting a motorist or whatever.
That's right.
These were the days that the trucker could actually back up his own rig. But now when you pull into yards, they sometimes have people to do it for you. It's not quite the same industry, but it's still a viable one that's feeding, as a network, the entire country. And I made jokes about this, but I'm beginning to think that my joking is going to become a reality, because we're going to have the yuppies that don't care anything about themselves, the self-centered ones out there that don't care. They're going to be showing up their local grocery store for their Sara Lee cheesecake, and it ain't going to be on the grocery shelf. You know, I think we might have foodus interruptus going on here.
Well, that's one part of it. And for most Americans, they don't realize this, that, yes, the American trucker does move this country. And without the American trucker, anything and everything that you have on your plate, in your home, in your garage, on your back, was brought to you by a trucker. And these men and women have been doing this now without complaint and really complying with all the rules and the regs of a very high standard that the American interstate trucking situation brings to this country, and that's standards. And what I fear, and I mean I really fear this, certainly with my background as a teacher and also a head trainer and safety officer, is that we're going to see a degrading of our standards for the trucks. They're going to be maybe examining one or two or three out of 100 coming across. They figure 2 to 3%. And so the opportunity for skullduggery, for terrorists being smuggled, and more illegal aliens being smuggled, certainly contraband of every kind, drugs and so forth being smuggled, is very great. And so what this is going to do is it's going to accelerate the consequences that we've mentioned earlier in many different areas. But my great concern is that these Mexican drivers will work 25 to 50% less, and they'll start getting the line hauls. And the independents at first are going to be the ones that are just going to go under quicker than heck. So we're all going to pay the price here, because when the independents start going, and then the company drivers, these big corporations start hiring, and I know of a few big companies right now that are already throwing their net out across the hiring part of Mexico, they're going to undercut the American drivers, and then our American drivers and men and women out there are going to be in the unemployment line.
Well, and we discovered here that the Teamsters legal representation based out of Washington, D.C., this attorney, well, he's all for giving the illegals in this country amnesty, and this is what we've been telling him. I mean, last Sunday, we went out to a truck stop. We passed out 200 flyers, talked to a lot of truckers out there. Mike Herzog, which is on this network, his program's on 2 hours right before mine. I'm going down there. My wife's going with me. We're going to get down there and pass out flyers. We're going to talk to more truckers. And this is a big deal. But this is what I told these guys down there. I said, I don't care what company you're working for right now. If you're an independent, you're going to be the first one to go, just as you said, Frosty.
Right.
But more importantly, the Teamsters aren't going to represent you, because your leadership has kind of sold you down the river. As UAW member, we were all sold down the river. And I said, and these people, the companies you're driving for right now, are going to be replacing you in those driver's seats. And make no mistake about that. That caught their attention. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, the 23rd, 24th, and 25th, that's next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, in conjunction with FAIRS, Hold Their Feet to the Fire rally in Washington, D.C. from early morning until 5 p.m. each and every one of those days. And this is to protest, ladies and gentlemen, George Bush's North American Union plans to destroy the sovereignty of the United States of America by dismantling our Constitution and allowing the foreign takeover of our beloved country. In less than 2 weeks, 17,000 Mexican trucks and truckers will be roaming free on U.S. roads. This will mean the loss of loads, income, and jobs for all American truckers. And Frosty, before the break, I was talking to these truckers about the sellout from their Teamsters hierarchy, their president, vice president, and they were in agreement. They are not being representative. I mean, this is not Jimmy Hoffa head knocking days here. This is sellout and make deal time, just as the UAW knew very well what was going on. They kept promising, oh, we'll protect the American workers' jobs. Well, I was one of 30,000 in one fell swoop that was whacked out of employment in Michigan in one layoff, 30,000. And that's when I caught wind back in the 70s of the globalist plan for the transnational corporations, their plans to move manufacturing facilities to Mexico and elsewhere. And the president of Hydromatic, which was at the time, it was a division of General Motors, the largest plant under one roof on the entire planet. This guy decided he was going to hold court with 3,000-plus employees, and I was the one guy that stood up and asked the question, is it General Motors' aim to build kit cars in the future by outsourcing more and more of this? And he looked at me for a second, looked around the room, and he said, next question. So I knew back in the 70s where they were going with their grand plans of globalization, which is not good for the American trucker. It's not good for the American anything. We saw what happened with NAFTA. They told the politicians, the sellout guys in D.C. told us that, well, we're just going to level the playing field between Mexico and the U.S. We're going to give Mexico a break, but guess what it's going to do? It's going to add jobs to the U.S. markets. What a lie that was.
That was a lie so big that I don't think Pinocchio's nose could extend far enough, and that particular lie is enhanced by the nose that's now growing on George Bush's face. But he's getting into lying so much, whether it's the weapons of mass destruction, which I call willful mass deception, it's becoming normal with him. Because if you look what he's done for the last 6 years, we've lost a million IT jobs to insourcing and offshoring and outsourcing. Hoover vacuum cleaners just jumped from the United States down to Mexico, and just 600 jobs just vanished just last month. And so I'm never going to buy another Hoover vacuum cleaner. But also, if you look 2 years ago, Maytag just dropped 1,500 jobs at a plant that had been there for 50, 60 years and sold them down the river to Mexico and just put all those American workers into the unemployment lines, John. And this thing is marching across America's middle class. And I got to tell you, I've traveled throughout the world. I've seen the third world countries. I know what's going on because I've been all over Mexico. There's a high class, the Bill Gates class, and then there's a low class, and that's everybody else. And it doesn't change because they don't allow it because they have so much power. And right now, you're seeing that transformation occur here in the United States by powerful interests that are going to level the playing field down to the level of the Mexican working man and woman. And I have to really jolt everybody here. The average Mexican worker makes $3.85 a day. And so, of course, they love coming up here. And once this NAFTA and GATT and CAFTA and the FTAA all complete themselves, you're going to see Mexicans overrun our middle class, because they will love to work for $5 an hour, live 20 to a house, and simply do all the jobs that American citizens won't do for this new kind of slave labor. So you're going to see, again, as I've said before, America's middle class is going to sink down to the level of Mexico, and it's not going to be pretty for anybody. And it's already happening by the millions as we speak. GM and last summer when I was on that 21st Century Paul Revere ride, we did 48 state capitals and 20,000 miles in all 48 states. And anybody can check that out on, you can go to Google. You can hear me speaking on Google there at the 21st Century Paul Revere ride. And honest to gosh, we went through Detroit where I used to work. I used to truck out of Detroit with the Corrigan Moving Systems. 100,000 square feet for sale, 50,000 square feet for lease, 250,000 square feet for sale. Building after building after building is dying up there in the Detroit area, Monroe, and right on down the line, because GM has been moving out, and all the ancillary activities of glass and plastic and chrome and you name it are all dying with it. And so Michigan is just one of the, again, the canary in the mine kind of situations that we're all facing.
Well, and it's interesting. Hillary Clinton, this fine American, this human being that's running for president.
Don't get me going.
Oh, I'm telling you, in 2000. Well, this will throw a couple of lumps of coal on your fire. Guess who she just hired to be her co-chair for her presidential campaign?
I believe her. La Raza.
Yeah, the guy's name is Raul Yazagiri or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, he got about $4 million earmarked American taxpayer money. But she wants the Hispanic vote. Now, what is this telling you, Frosty? That I think we're going to see Mr. George Bush in the next year, at least the very next year, try to grant amnesty to these 30 to 40 million illegals in this country. And that's another sore spot with me. I am sick and tired of hearing the mainstream know-it-all talking heads keep putting the numbers at illegals in this country at about 11 million. When you say 11 million of a country of 300 million people, it doesn't sound so bad.
Right.
But when you talk real numbers, and I conservatively put it at 30 million, and it may be as high as 40, and it may be over that, considering other than Mexicans that are in this country right now, Nicaragua, Russian, Chinese, I don't care. Whoever can get to Mexico can truck across that border the same way the Mexicans do.
That's correct, and I've been down to that border for the last 3 years, and I'll tell you what, it is just a flood. I call it a human Katrina, just flooding across that Mexican border. I watched it, night scopes, daytime. I was there before the Minutemen even got down there, and I can tell you, they're pouring over the border by the thousands every night. Time magazine corroborated my book, Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, Deadly Consequences, that came out 2.5 years ago, corroborated by Time magazine's two Pulitzer Prize-winning authors, that they by their investigation showed 3 million illegals coming across the border every year now. That's south and north, visa overstays and so forth. And so when Teddy Kennedy told us all in 1986, along with John McCain, when they signed the bill that they gave to Reagan, that there were only 1.3 million illegal aliens in this country, it turned out they gave amnesty and citizenship to 3.4 million. You take that same aspect there and say that they're giving us 11 to 12 million right now, well, guess what? It's probably at minimum, and Bear Stearns showed that we have no less than 20 million illegal aliens in this country, but if it's anything close to what it was before, we're talking 28, 30 million illegal aliens. And ladies and gentlemen, they will then be able to chain migrate their entire families over here, and that's why we are on our way to add 100 million people to this country by 2040, and out of the 100 million, 70 million will be from third world countries. We will create new pockets of poverty, new pockets of enclaved, ethnic, non-assimilated, non-enculturated, completely un-American immigrants. And if you haven't remembered what happened to France, what's already happened to England, what's happened to Holland and Belgium, it's going to be happening here, and it's just simply a matter of time.
Well, and Frosty, what this is, to simply put it, it's the balkanization of America.
You got it.
Any time that we've seen this, and what they tell us is diversity is good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm all for diversity. I'm all for traveling to another country and seeing what their culture is and the language that they speak and the food that they eat and what they do, and that's all fine and dandy. But when countries encourage mass immigrations of culture into a country that they know full well, and Frosty, this has been a real thorn in my side. And I've told people, I said, you know, do you think, why are you paying attention to the lying news telling you that only 10 million illegals are in this country? Why do you think there are so many Spanish-speaking radio stations now? Who is that market for? Only 10 million people? On the cable news networks, on your cable company, I don't care if you got Time Warner or whatever you got, or you've got Dish Network or whatever you have, if you look at the number of Spanish-speaking channels they're now carrying, is that for 10 or 11 million people in this country? I think not. And what's even worse, Frosty, is these people have no wish whatsoever to assimilate into this culture. None whatsoever. That's why they're putting everything up in Spanish.
That's correct, and it will enable them to fracture this country. I've written about it in my columns at newswithviews.com. I've written about it in the book. I'm about to have a new book published. The next added 100 million Americans will be out in July. And in fact, Governor Richard Lamb, a man I know and respect here in Colorado, he stands right alongside U.S. Congressman Tom Tancredo, but here is a quote from him. Quote, "We are the only country in history that ever deliberately changed its ethnic makeup, and history has few examples of diversity creating a stable society," unquote. And that's what we face, John. We're balkanization, fracturing, where we'll no longer be American to American. We're going to be Americans and Mexicans, and unfortunately, Mexico doesn't really have much respect for the United States. All the things that have happened, even in the last 50 years, they don't care for us. They certainly didn't support us in World War II. They certainly haven't supported us in anything else we've done. They're really an antagonistic southern neighbor, mostly jealous, mostly angry because of the Guadalupe Treaty in 1848. Mostly because their society has failed, ours has succeeded admirably, and now they think they have the ability, and they are showing the ability, to simply colonize us. And if you think right now we have much of a chance of getting back Los Angeles and turn it back into an American city, think again. We would have to bring the National Guard in there and go house to house to get the 3 million illegal aliens that are now taking over and are embedded, just like the insurgents are in Baghdad. They're embedded in Los Angeles, and they're being led by one of the great Mexican lieutenants, Antonio Veragosa. He is a La Raza, Micha, card-carrying anti-American that runs one of the second largest city in the United States. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you think we're going to make it through this, we better start making some changes. And as like I said, like the, I think it was Captain John Edwards, not sure, of the Titanic, we can't continue to think we're so arrogant that we can just keep steaming ahead as if there's no consequence out there in front of us, because there is a huge consequence. And it's Mexico and all of these illegal aliens pouring into our country.
By the way, people have asked me, SaveAmericaFund.org, they were asking me, why are these people soliciting donations?
Because Wanda needs all of the help she can get. I mean, she's putting in literally 18-hour days. I'm putting in 16-hour days, no less. And we have to have donations just to keep the website going. We had to get the servers jumped up. And it takes money to do this stuff. So and she and I both volunteer all of our hours and time, but there are expenses that crop up with this thing. And so that's the reason for donations. And again, they're donations. If people want to donate, then they're really. I always say this: if you can be an activist and you can do something and you don't have any money, then take action. If you don't have the time but you have money, then give your money. And if you have time and money, give your time and money. And so that's the reason for the donations.
Well, and also there's going to be this is setting up a legal fund for class action lawsuits against government, the state, cities, and our own elected officials. You know, we've got to take these critters to task. They've sworn an oath to the Constitution of the United States to protect us here in this country, and all they've been doing is selling us down the river.
Correct.
This is a recipe for disaster. Now, Frosty, there is you wrote here about Ed Lorzy. Can you give the listeners some insight as his press release?
No, I really don't have enough information at this point to just speak on that.
Okay. Well, what I do know here, and I think you included this in your own article, Ed Lorzy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You can look at his site at LozziPR.com. And he's on board and is now setting up a press release media blitz for us through his wire service, reaching 14,000 newsrooms, magazines, talk show hosts, radio hosts, you name it, journalists. So he's on board for this, and he's ready for his part of the transmission here for the America. And I got to tell you something, Frosty. I didn't know what to expect when I pulled into one of the biggest truck stops down here in Central Texas. I wasn't quite sure how we were going to be received. But I'll tell you, the response we got back from the truckers climbing out of those rigs, or the response to the flyers we were giving them, they were telling me it's about damn time somebody did something like this. And some of these guys weren't even old enough to remember back in the early 70s when we had our phony Saudi oil embargo here and they dropped the speed limit to the double nickel.
Right.
And they protested. Some of these guys weren't even alive at the time to even remember that. But I told them, I said, I can remember that. Truckers in this country, I remember seeing the news reports in Ohio. On the Ohio Turnpike, they just pulled up their rigs double wide, shut them down, and there they sat. So that was over 30 years ago.
Right.
But this is much, much more important. This isn't just talking about high fuel prices, or this isn't just talking about protesting a speed restriction.
Right.
We're talking about eliminations of American jobs in our trucks. We're talking safety standards here. We're talking about job losses. We're talking about the very infrastructure that feeds an entire nation.
That's exactly correct. And I was a part of the big trucker strikes back there in the 70s myself, because I started driving in 77 and 81. There was the trucker strikes. And like I say, every trucker out there, it's either do something now or it will be done to you later. And back then, when I was trucking full-time like that, it was internal. But this is an assault from an external, from another country, being facilitated by our own president. And this president doesn't know his butt from a hole in the ground when it comes to what he's doing to the American truck driver. our mortgages, our kids going off to school that have a decent breakfast and have a chance to come home to a decent home. We have right now in Denver, Colorado, the second largest mortgage foreclosure rate here in the country. But why do you think that happens? It happens because people are losing their jobs. Well, people are losing their jobs because this Congress and this president are facilitating the loss of American jobs. I don't know what it takes to get this all figured together, but folks, we're in a lot of trouble, and it's all brought to you by George Bush and this Congress.
And it's not going to get any better, and I make no apologies, and I always say on my program, talking about Hillary Clinton, the cast iron bitch. We'll break. We'll be right back.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Trying to get a hold of Terry Anderson that's on this network on Sunday nights with his program, one of our affiliates out there in Los Angeles, KLRA. Terry has been hot on the issue of illegal aliens in this country for a long time, and I'm trying to get him booked up with Wanda Piety, see if I can make that happen. That'd be perfect on a Sunday night. At any rate, don't forget the websites, ladies and gentlemen, SaveAmericaFund.org. You can go to that site and read all about the Truck Out Rally. And don't forget, Frosty Woolridge is on this network. Unfortunately, only 2 days a week, but very fortunate to even have him for a day. On Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time, he's on the network, and he also can be heard on shortwave on 5.050. And Frosty, I'm trying to figure a way to twist your arm or to make my pitch here to get you on the network for more than just 2 days, because you're a good human being, you're a solid guy, you're well researched, you are certainly well traveled. I think you got more miles on you than anybody combined in this network. And you're just an all-around good guy, and you're a no-nonsense guy, very logical, very straightforward, and you speak your mind, and I'm just very pleased to have you on this network.
Well, thank you, John. It's certainly an honor, and one of the things that I really hope is worthwhile, and that's why I signed on board with you, is integrity. We're bringing to the American people integrity, and that's a rarity these days by all the ABC, NBC, CBS, and all the other big networks. And so integrity is the key point for me. And talking about Terry Anderson, he's really become a friend of mine in the last 5 or 6 years. We've shared the stage together in Washington, D.C., in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the Unite to Fight, and they've actually dubbed us Tsunami 1 and Tsunami 2.
Well, he's on 11 o'clock Central Time Sunday night here on this network, and you are going to be in D.C., are you not, on Sunday night?
Yes, I'll be in D.C. I'll be with D.A. King at the rally there in, I think it's in Lafayette Park, with Hold Their Feet to the Fire, the Dustin Inman Society, and D.A. King, a former U.S. Marine and a man I highly respect, will be the keynote there. But I'll get a few words in. And so anyone that's going to be in Washington, D.C., I'll be wearing my United Van Lines uniform. I'll be speaking at all of the radio stops there on Radio Row, some 35 radio hosts in Washington, D.C., Peter Boyles from Denver, Colorado, a man that I highly respect, certainly Lars Larson, whom I've spoken with in the past. A lot of the big people up there will be interviewing, and I'll be jumping in and just talking about. And again, my goal is to make sure that America understands the consequences of adding 100 million people to this country in just 33 years. Everything that you take for granted today simply won't be there. In fact, Texas, look around, folks. Texas is going to add 12 million people by 2025, on its way to adding another 12 million after that. And so if you don't think it's going to be a consequence, let me tell you, it's going to be a big consequence. Water crisis, crowding, air pollution, rivers running and so much pollution, lack of agricultural, you name it.
Disease, famine, starvation, thirst.
We're talking some real nasty stuff, John, and that's what my whole goal is, because, ladies and gentlemen, I've already traveled throughout the third world. I've seen what's coming. I'm that messenger that's got some really nasty realities that I've seen, and I'm trying to share it with you so we can change course. And that's my goal. We need to change course to make sure that America and our children have a viable, sustainable future. And that's what we're working for.
Okay, Frosty, do me a favor. Don't drop off yet. I'm going to have the board op put you on hold here.
Okay.
I wanted to talk to you for just a minute after the program here. And I told Wanda Piety and all of our talk show hosts on this network, on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, starting at 7 o'clock in the morning, until 3 a.m. in the morning, you and Wanda Piety have the ability to break into anybody's show, regardless of their scheduled guests, to do updates on this truckers' rally from wherever you guys are at.
Works for me, and yeah, I need the numbers to do that, because when I get to D.C., I want to talk to everybody.
I understand. Okay, thank you, Frosty.
Thank you, John.
Talk to you soon. Folks,
God bless.
We'll be back with you Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report.